Hey guys, welcome to our Worldwide Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Ethan Goh.
And I'm Calvin Nguyen, and today we'll be talking about long-distance friendship. To start, an important question to ask regarding long-distance friendship is how it's different from compared to close distance. By answering this question, we can determine where it can affect your friendship with that person. So, Ethan, what's your opinion on this?
Well, you see, I think that personally, I think that long-distance relationships and close-distance relationships are very different in the way that you interact with them. Long-distance relationships are more about that you have to find methods to be able to communicate with the person, such as through phone calls, text messages, or stuff like letters or other things similar to those. Unlike how close distance relationships, you can easily go and visit the person with a simple like walk or driving to their house or something in a short amount of time, while you can also do other stuff like voice calls and texting them, similar to long distance relationships.
I also agree. Long-distance friendship is hard to maintain because if, say, you move from another country, there's difference in time zone and it's hard to get in contact with them. And while you're close-distance friendship from school, you can visit them every day in school and talk to them every day. So according to one of our interviews, that person said it's hard to keep in touch with that person due to different in schedules. And while short-distance friendship, you can easily keep in touch with them because you're most likely see them every day in person, and you most likely know your schedule and have similar schedule.
Yeah, having similar schedules would make it easier for both the people in real life to sort of, you know, communicate or be able to interact with each other when it's harder for, like, you know, the schedule. You don't know exactly what schedules are going on in long distance relationships. Taking, like, for example, if I was talking to someone, like a family member or a friend all the way across the country or even the globe, it would be easier for me. It'd be harder for me to be able to communicate with them at like certain times because they might be doing something else.
Yeah, I agree. So now that we established the difference between long and short distance friendship, and we know that it's hard to maintain a long-distance friendship, Ethan, what are some ways that you can do to try and maintain that friendship with that long-distance person?
Well, you see, Calvin, what I think, well, as I said previously, we can use methods such as voice chats, phone calls, text messages, all that stuff. But it would have to be like maybe like, I would say, I don't know. I feel like it would be harder to schedule when you would want to talk to them, because if you're texting them, it might be throughout the day. Like, there might be long pauses between each text, or when you're talking on the phone, it might be only for a few minutes because they have to go do something later on. Because, as mentioned previously, different schedules may be a factor. Because time zone. Because if your friend is like across the country, or maybe around. In a different country, time zones may be different compared to where you are, and they might like have a different schedule, like a completely different schedule compared to like yourself.
Yeah, I agree. But nowadays, with different apps to communicate with them, it's easier to talk to them. But the only thing you have to do is try and find a certain pattern or a certain time mm-hmm. that you both can talk to each other. Yeah. Over phone or by texting. Yep. So what in our interviews, people mention the most important part is communication, and they have to try and stay in touch with each other to try and avoid conflict with that person, and to not break the relationship. Even though we know ways to try and maintain that long-distance friendship, Ethan, why do you think some people still have a fallout with that long-distance friend?
So, fallouts might happen, well, fallouts can happen with anyone, but they are more common in long distance or online relationships because it's just, I don't know, because things can happen in real life to the people in the relationship and they might just stop, you know, talking to each other over time because they might have just found someone to talk to more often and just don't have the time to talk, be able to talk with the person or just the person, you know, that the friendship is linked to. Like, so, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
They might just, like, not have the same interest anymore or just don't even – just kind of start forgetting about each other.
Yeah, I agree. Change in behavior and interest is a big factor. Because the person that you know from long ago could have a completely different personality that doesn't fit with you or the things that they that you both like change over time and you don't have a common interest so you don't really talk to each other a lot anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also like short distance relationships are just easier to maintain because you're probably going to see that person every day, whether it's in school, at home, you know, maybe at like a team, like a team sport or something like that, like at practice, something like that, work or something like that, you know. And also like long distance, like you might have an argument and it's just easier to get away from them, like just hit the block button or unfriend them or something like that.
Yeah, so based on our interviews, a person said it's because of their interest was lost and that both of them have different hobbies that they both enjoy, but now it changed, so they can't really find a common ground to start talking to each other again. And another one was a difference in personality where that long distance friend personality change to that doesn't please him and that he was a bad example and bad friend to hang around. Yeah,
I think that basically concludes it all. So basically in the end, long distance, there are definitely ways to maintain long distance relationships as, like, you know, methods previously mentioned, such as voice calls, you know, all that stuff. But there are also other factors that can help to lead to the downfall of that, such as, you know, fallouts because of different interests or different scheduling. And over time, you know, they might just forget about each other. But it's definitely still a possibility to maintain that relationship for years on end because, you know, that bond might be so strong enough to, like, maintain no matter what. While on the other hand, short distance relationships that with like people you can see in your everyday life are just easier to maintain naturally because like you can just see them anytime, almost every single day, like whether it's at school or work. And like if you argue, you can figure it out, like solve it out, because in the end it'll be awkward if you just don't work it out and just, you know, leave it hanging.
Thank you for listening to our Worldwide Happiness Podcast. I'm Calvin.
And I'm Ethan Ngo, and we're signing off.